You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's up, buddy? How's it going?
It's going, man. Worked hard all day and ready to talk some football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always excited. I got a question for you, Trey. How about that game last night, buddy?
That was insane, dude. I mean, Brady just had tunnel vision. He was ready. No sweat, nothing. He walked out there and said, "Don't worry, I got this."
Hey, he played a complete 5 minutes of football. Hey, I'm the first one to admit, dude, it wasn't pretty. But, man, it was amazing to watch greatness at work. I tell you, man, that hurry-up offense that they were using maybe they found something there. I know they tried it a couple weeks back, but maybe that could be the key. What do you think?
Yeah, it looked good. I mean, a couple rushes got in there, but other than that, I mean, it looked like it was working. And, I mean, they were just pew, pew, every play, 10 yards, 10 yards, 10 yards. If you can do that, why not keep doing it?
Yeah, I don't know. He gets in the zone, man, and it's scary, bro. I got goosebumps, man. I don't know. I love it. I love it. And Sir Bong's a lot popping in as per usual. What's up, buddy? Thanks for coming. But we got a job to do, Trey, and we are going to do it. We're talking waiver wire ads for week 14. We got a lot of buys this week. The Falcons, the Bears, the Packers, the Colts, the Saints, the Commanders. So there's probably a lot of people that you could use for some spot starts, or, you know, maybe you need that one more win to get into the playoffs. And Tommy says, "What up, boys? What's going on, Tommy? Thanks for coming, buddy." I bet he's all trimmed up now, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But let's get into the quarterbacks, Trey. Starting my list, I'm going Jared Goff. Look, 50% rostered in a sleeper in most of your leagues. Look, he went 31 of 41, 340 yards, 2 touchdowns. We believe that Jared Goff was the quarterback 1 last week. He looked great, man. He looked awesome. And he's got a great matchup next week against the Vikings D.
Yeah, I like Jared Goff a lot, man. And my start of the week was Trevor Lawrence, and I kind of thought, maybe I picked the wrong quarterback in the same game. But Trevor Lawrence did all right, but he got hurt and went out. I think he would have done better if he stuck in there. But, you know, I said on the Friday show, I said somebody said Lamar Jackson or Jared Goff, and I said Jared Goff all day. And obviously that was the right pick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Lamar Jackson, probably going to be out this week. That leads me to our next QB waiver wire ad, and that's Tyler Huntley. This dude's only 3% rostered, so, I mean, you can get this dude. Mm-hmm. He had 27 for 32 for 187 yards and 10 rushes for 41 yards with a touchdown. With Lamar unlikely to play, that means Huntley's going to get the start. And I think he actually has more of a spark than Lamar's had going forward. And he did well against a Denver defense. So who else are they going to play that's going to shut him down as much as they did? And he still put up numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, he looks like Lamar. Like, it's hard to tell that Lamar's not playing when Tyler Huntley's on the field. But, I mean, he wants to run the ball just like Lamar did. So he could be a good add. And like you said, 3% rostered. I like it. I like it a lot. Moving on to the next guy, Brock Purdy. Now, listen, I know what you're thinking. Like, this guy is Mr. Irrelevant. You know, he's not going to help you out. But listen here. Last week, 25 of 37, 210 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Look, he's 0% rostered in most of your leagues. I mean, this would probably be a super flex ad. But here's my thoughts. Yards after the catch. That's all I have to say about that. That is what the San Francisco 49ers do great. And if they can make Jimmy G serviceable, I think they could do the same for Purdy.
Yeah, I think Brock Purdy will be pretty good.
Yeah.
you know, he looked all right out there. And like I say, this team, you know, they just need somebody to get them the ball. I mean, they're well equipped enough to be able to move forward with it. So I like Brock Purdy a lot. Mm-hmm. But moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it's Ryan Tannehill, baby. He's 25% rostered, and I know he didn't have a great week, but he went up against the Eagles. He was 14 for 22 for 141 and one touchdown. You know, he went up against a mean Eagles defense, but he had poise in the pocket, and he's been on the rise. You know, he has the Jags this week, which is a much more pass-friendly defense. You saw what Jared Goff did, where he should be a great streamer for a week with a lot of buys, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's Tannehill. That offense is they're going to do something, and I like to add. Hopefully, Treylon Burks will be there to help you get the fantasy points. Let's bring me on some Ryan Tannehill. But before we get on to the running backs, real quick, Hector has a question: with Lamar out, put in Cousins or try to pick up Goff, Trey?
I actually like playing Goff. You know, Cousins been all right, but Goff's ceiling is proved to be drastically higher than Cousins. I mean, you know, right now you're either already in the playoffs or you're looking to get there with this final game. And if that's what you need that ceiling, I'd go Goff.
Sure. Yeah, I like it. I could definitely see that working out. But let's move on to the running backs, Trey. Starting off my list, got to be James Cook. 31% rostered still somehow in most of the leagues. 14 carries for 64 yards, six catches for 41 yards. It looks like he's slowly but surely starting to take over the RB1 role in Buffalo. And it's nice to see something that we haven't seen before, and that's Josh Allen depending on the run. It looks like James Cook can help him get him where they need to be, Trey.
Yeah, I like James Cook a lot. You know, I feel like he does better in when they're winning. So it's definitely game script worthy. But I still think that they're slowly working him in here. This dude is a monster, and I love him. You know, I think he put up more points than his brother this week.
Nice.
But moving on to our next waiver wire ad, speaking of James Cook, brother, adjacent, Alexander Mattison. So obviously, you know, he's not a great start week to week. You're really, if you're putting him out there, it's touchdown or bust, but with these buys going, I mean, he got a touchdown this week. He had three rushes for 14 yards and two receptions, but Dalvin Cook cannot stay healthy. I mean, he's proved it year after year, and with the way the running back waiver wires are looking right now, you need stashes sometimes. And Alexander Mattison is probably the best stash out there, because if Dalvin is out, Alexander Mattison puts up just as much, if not more, points in the game. And also, the Vikings are well on their way to the playoffs. It's clear, and they might try to rest Dalvin Cook a little bit and give Alexander Mattison a little more work.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I like Alexander Mattison as a stash. I mean, Dalvin has managed to stay on the field this year, but I mean, he's worked a lot this year, so it's a good chance he could come in handy in the fantasy playoffs, which are right around the corner. I like it. Let's move on to the next guy. I have got Jerick McKinnon. 52% rostered in most leagues. Last week, eight carries for 51 yards, two catches for 9 yards, one touchdown. Look, they want to use Jerick McKinnon. I mean, he's the top receiving back for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think he could fill in a pinch.
Yeah, Jerick McKinnon, man, he's definitely the guy that catches the ball on the running back side of things for Kansas City. And he seems to get more work whenever it's more of a competitive game. So definitely look more towards competitive games with Kansas City. But I like Jerick McKinnon as an ad a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad, and it's sad to say, but it's Cam Akers. You know, he's 55% rostered, so he might be out there. He had 17 rushes for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns, and I know that inflates his points a lot, but he saw a season high of 72% of the snaps. I mean, before this week, he only had 50% out of every running back that's on the team. They're going to get a weaker run defense with the Raiders, and this team lays all their hopes of winning another game on the back of Akers. I don't know what else they got.
They got Baker Mayfield on the way.
I guess, but I feel like that's just going to hurt them.
I agree. And Tommy says they changed Soldier Field to Rogers Field, you know, because he owns them. Great stuff. That is the running backs. Guys, we're going to talk to you real quick for a second about our sponsor, Manscaped. Look, great things going on over there at Manscaped, guys. Got to get you some of this. They got the Lawnmower 4.0, and Tommy in the comments can attest to this. This thing is awesome. I mean, Trey got lined up, got his hair cut with it and everything. So, I mean, we can do big things to help you out. Trey?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I didn't know if you were finished or not. Yeah, man, the Lawnmower 4.0, this thing, bro, I'm telling you, I use this thing on the go. I'm in a camper right now, and I'll be trimming it up. Everything works. This thing, the charger lasts forever. You do not have to worry about the battery dying on this lawnmower, dude, because this thing will last. And, yeah, man, get you a lawnmower. Ask Tommy. I mean, he got one for free, baby.
That's right. And just a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
It's never too early to play holiday music. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped.
Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then, add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking,
all I want for Christmas is you. Now, Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free.
That's right. Manscaped, big things going on over there. But let's keep it rolling. Like I said, we are here for a reason. Let's move on to the wide receivers, Trey. Starting off my list here, I've got Donovan Peoples-Jones. Look, Donovan Peoples-Jones, 44% rostered in most of your leagues, 3 targets for 44 yards, and he had a 76-yard punt return. He's slowly becoming something special over there and someone I think you could trust in a pinch.
Yeah, man, I love Donovan Peoples-Jones. I mean, he's becoming to be one of my favorite guys in the league. I've had him on my team, on my bench for 4 weeks, and every week I regret not starting him. I mean, this dude puts up great numbers, and with Watson coming in, I know it didn't look great, but they're going to get it together, and Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to be one of those guys that helps him.
Absolutely.
But moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's Michael Giddyup Gallup, baby. This dude had 4 receptions of – Yeah, 4 receptions, 7 targets, 23 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But both touchdowns came from a red zone on design plays. He had a couple deep shots that he missed, but, you know, those are the variable. And the Texans, they're playing the Texans this week, and that should prove to be a great matchup for Gallup. Mm-hmm. I mean, plus, he was also sick in that game, by the way, and he still was able to perform. So if he's healthy and he gets those deep passes, this dude's putting up great numbers on top of the red zone touchdowns.
Absolutely. I love it. Get you some Gallup. He will help you out. Moving on to the next guy, I've got DJ Chark, 26% rostered, 5 catches for 98 yards. Look, he's put in 2 weeks with a decent workload. He's finally recovered from the ankle injury, and the Lions are on fire. He's becoming the clear number two there in Detroit.
Yeah, man. DJ Chark, Friday, I told y'all, I said, flex DJ Chark. I said, I know you're going to come at me, but flex DJ Chark. And what did he do? He went off. This Detroit Lions offense, they are great, and their defense giving up a lot of points match for great offensive games. Get you some DJ Chark.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's Nico Collins, and it's sad, but I love it. 39% rostered. He had three receptions, but he had 10 targets. Only got 35 yards, but he got a touchdown. But he's had 36 targets in four games, which is exactly what you want out of a receiver on your team. He's defending his role as the number one receiver in this offense. And Brandon Cooks is really an afterthought. I mean, I know he's been injured and everything, but even when he's out there, just like he does not want to play for this team, Nico Collins does. Therefore, I think that's the guy that they're going to start giving the ball to as much as they can.
Yeah, I love Nico Collins. I think he would be a lot better with a different quarterback. That is obviously not the case right now. But yeah, I think Nico Collins will help you a pinch, especially with all these bye weeks coming up. But let's move on to the tight ends here. Starting my list, I've got Evan Engram, 47% rostered. Last week, he had 5 catches for 30 yards and 1 touchdown. Look, it's probably not always going to be great with Evan Engram, but when Trevor Lawrence and the Jags are firing on all cylinders, I mean, he does good, and he's got a good matchup against the Titans in week 14, middle of the pack against tight ends, the Titans are.
Yeah, man, Evan Engram, you know, he had a couple rough weeks, but he's really been consistent most of the year, you know, besides those down weeks. And with Trevor Lawrence, really, and hopefully he gets back and he's good and everything, he's ready to go. I think Evan Ingram's a great ad this week.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, it's Daniel Bellinger. I mean, we've talked about this dude several times. You know, we've said keep an eye on this dude. He's only 6% rostered. He's back, and his eye socket seems to be no problem because he had 5 targets, 5 receptions, 24 yards. He caught every ball that came to him, so he can see great. I think he's better in PPR matchups just because they're kind of giving him the shorter check down kind of passes. But with all the buys that we got going on this week, I think he's going to be great for PPR and even maybe get some points for somebody in a standard league.
Yeah, I love Daniel Bellinger. He seemed like he came out of nowhere, but I really like the way he works. And yeah, he's a great blocking tight end, and he gets out there and does what he has to do. I love it. But let's move on to my next guy. Welcome back to the tight end list, Greg Dulcich, 41% rostered in most of your leagues, 6 catches for 85 yards. Look, Cortland Sutton is day-to-day with that hammy he's got going on, and Nathaniel Hackett said that he's going to use Dulcich more as a wide receiver, which is great because to have a wide receiver in your tight end spot can really help you out. They're playing the Chiefs next week. I know the Broncos' offense is terrible, but, you know, when you play against greatness against the Chiefs, people tend to elevate their play. So I'd like Dulcich for week 14 here, Trey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting him. I got Kmet on a bye, and I think he's a great ad. He had almost 40% of the target share. Russell Wilson loves this dude. I know he's had a rough couple weeks, but this matchup with Kansas City should prove for him to have a lot of fantasy value.
Absolutely.
But moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, it's Austin Hooper. He had 3 catches and 5 targets for 22 yards, not a whole lot, but he's had at least 3 receptions in 4 games, and he has touchdown upside. So he's not going to win you your week, but he's also not goosing your week either. And with the tight ends playing out there, there's a lot of them that could put a goose egg up real quick. Also, if Burks is unable to play this week, his target share is going to drastically increase, especially in the red zone.
Absolutely. I like Hooper as an ad this week. I think he can help you out in a pinch. Cole Kmet, one of those guys on a bye. I think Hooper can help you out if need be. But moving on to our top defense / kicker waiver wire ads. Looks like we lost Trey over there, but hey, that's all right. Take him out of there. It's just the Bandy show now. So let's start with my top defense add this week. I've got the Tennessee Titans here. Look at the schedule they're playing. They're playing against Jacksonville, the Chargers, the Texans. Look, this could be your last defensive add for the season. I mean, looks like you could ride the Titans all the way to the playoffs, and I love that. And let's go on to Trey's top defense here. He's got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, it's the Bucs, baby. You know they're going to tear it up. They've got a couple rough matchups going on, but you know, they can help you out when they need to. They're starting to elevate play, and I like it. And let's move on to a couple kickers to help you out here. I've got Michael Badgley. I mean, dude went off last week. The Chargers are starting to put drives together. I think he could help kick you into the playoffs. And Trey has got Matthew Wright. Yeah, they're putting things together over there. And I think Matthew Wright could also help get you where you need to be. Yeah, that is our waiver wire ads for week 14. It's just me, guys. Trey is gone. I've got a question here from Tommy. I got Friermuth. Should I drop Higbee and pick up AJ Dillon? Should I drop Higbee and pick up? Yeah, I would definitely drop Higbee. I mean, two games of nothing. The Rams offense is atrocious. Baker Mayfield, let's say Baker Mayfield gets in there, right? How much is Baker Mayfield really going to help you out, honestly? I mean, he's going to need time to get in there. And by that, the fantasy playoffs are over. I'm dropping Higbee. I'm throwing him in the gag bag. Thank you for the question, Tommy. And Jared, welcome to the channel. Says Philly's defense or Kansas City defense rest of season? That's a tough one. I do know this. Kansas City has a nice playoff schedule. I think I would go Kansas City here, honestly. I like Kansas City there. Keep Kansas City for the rest of the season. I like it. And Jared, another question from Jared. Need a wide receiver. Palmer versus Miami or Hollins versus the Ram Thursday. Yuck. Or McKenzie versus the Jets PPR. I think I like Palmer. I think Palmer does best here against Miami. Their secondary has holes, and you can score on them. We saw that last week. I think Palmer does good as long as Mike Williams stays out. But I could also see McKenzie doing well for you. But I think I'd stick with Palmer here. He seems to be the clear number two over there. But thank you for the question. Appreciate that. Guys, I'm going to get into the gag bag real quick. Now, the gag bag is players that I am done with. I'm dropping them like they're hot. No more on my roster. No more problems for me. And starting off, I mean, you probably ain't on anybody's roster anymore, but starting off, I've got Robert Woods. Robert Woods, put him in the gag bag. He hasn't really helped you out at all. Anyway, Robert Woods in the gag bag. Moving on to the next guy for my gag bag. I've got Nyheim Hines. Look, I know we all got excited about Nyheim Hines coming into the Bills. He's going to do something. He's going to be that pass catching back. Nope. Nyheim Hines ain't done nothing. I don't want to think about him. I am done with some Nyheim Hines. Moving on to the next guy, I have got James Robinson. Also another guy we were excited about getting over there and doing something on the Jets, right? Breece Hall is gone. James Robinson is going to come in and pick up those yards. Nope, didn't happen. Not going to happen. James Robinson, I'm done with you, buddy. Sorry about your luck. And Trey popping in. Technical difficulties on my side, but my gag bag is all tight ends besides Kelsey. Yeah, I mean, how can you argue with that? And Albert popping in as per usual. Albert, sup, Bandy? What up, Albert? I'm all by myself. technical difficulties over there with Trey, but I mean, it happens to the best of us, right? I'm going to roll with it like I do. But then let's go ahead. No trivia with Trey, obviously. We ain't got no Trey, so we ain't got no trivia this week. But why don't we go ahead and just move straight to Thursday night football starts and sits this week. And this week we have got the Raiders against the Chargers. That's right. Raiders against the Chargers. I mean, it could be an interesting game coming up here. If I had to pick a winner, though, I think I'm going with the Red Hot Raiders. I know, right? That just seems like blasphemy to say the Red Hot Raiders. But, man, they've been incredible lately. They've been hitting Devontae with a flea flicker. We got Josh Jacobs all over the place. I mean, it's crazy. Hector popping in. Quick question: with Myers hurt and not providing, should I put in Slayton or Burks if he passes concussion protocol? I mean, that's kind of a tough one here, but I think I'm going to stick with Slayton here. I mean, Burks has had some nice games, and I don't think he's going to pass concussion protocol. That he looked like he was rocked pretty good there. I'm going to go Slayton. I mean, he's the only guy over there, and Daniel Jones knows it. And, you know, I called that, you know, way back in the beginning. I said, keep an eye on Darius Slayton. I mean, and he's helped people, you know, get to where they need to be. So, not trying to toot my own horn here, but toot, toot. Oh, man. But let's go on to some starts and sits for Thursday night football, the Raiders against the Chargers. Look, guys, as always, start your studs. That goes without saying. You're Josh Jacobs. You're all these people. You're going to start them. Fourth and flex. Trey says Slayton. That's right, buddy. That's right. But I like Derek Carr in it as a start in this game. I mean, the connection with Devontae is real. It feels like some Aaron Rodgers stuff going on over there. Every time the ball is in the air, you know where it's going. You see that long bomb, you know exactly who it's going to, which annoys me. But, you know, that's, I mean, if you got Devontae, I guess who else are you going to throw it to? I guess Mac Hollins, who I think is going to get maybe 10 points. I mean, if you need 10 points, couldn't hurt to start Mac Hollins against the Chargers D, right? Let's see. We got a question real quick. Jawan Sensei says, got a question for you. Another person in my league is in desperation mode. He will trade me Aaron Jones for Pacheco, Hockenson, and Burks. I have Chase, Diggs, Jacobs, and Eckler. My only concern is Jones has a shin injury, but has a bye this week. I also have Schultz to replace Hockenson. He'll trade me Aaron Jones for Pacheco, Hockenson, and Burks. I mean, I think Aaron Jones, that's a tough one. I might stick with Pacheco, honestly, because, I mean, if he's going to keep running the ball like he has been, and like I said earlier, the Chiefs have a very soft schedule for the fantasy playoffs here. I love Aaron Jones. I have drafted Aaron Jones in at least two of my leagues, and he's done great for me, but they are starting to realize that A.J. Dillon is something. I mean, they realized it already, but they are starting to, he's starting to get things rolling, I should say, A.J. Dillon. So honestly, it's tough, but I think I might stick with Pacheco just based on soft schedule. Thank you for the question. I got a question for you. How you get that face so smooth and shiny? Man, bro, I mean, we'll talk later about that. I mean, I don't want to give away all the secrets. I give you all the fantasy secrets, but, and Trey says, I would keep what I have on that trade. There you go. And thank you for the question, man. I really appreciate that. And guys, don't forget that we are giving away this DeAndre Swift signed jersey live on the show Friday. Giving it away live. All you got to do is be a subscriber to the channel and comment on the Starts and Sits video. That is all you have to do. We got a big wheel. We're putting it on the screen. We're going to spin that bad boy and give it to somebody. We got Tommy probably in the comments section here. He won a $130 Manscaped package last week, and he said he lined himself up with it. I love it. I love it. Did you say Raiders versus Chargers Thursday? I thought it was Raiders versus Rams, but I may be wrong. I mean, it gets so confusing with the LA, and but I'm pretty sure it's the Chargers. It might be the Rams. I don't know. Now you got me wondering, bro. Let's see. It is the Rams. Man, that LA thing messes me up. Thank you, though. Appreciate that. So the Rams, my bad on that one. The Rams starts. I mean, it ain't pretty over there. Cam Akers. I throw Cam Akers maybe in there. I mean, looks like they want to run the ball a lot with Cam Akers. Throw Cam Akers in there. He can, you know. I mean, but that's about it. I mean, if you're in a deep, deep league and you got a desperation throw, maybe throw Van Jefferson in there. He can maybe help you out. But other than that, that is it. I am just done with the Rams, man. You could throw them all in my gag bag. But guys, that's the show today. Appreciate the questions. Trey says Akers is gross, but he will put up numbers. Yeah, he is gross. That's what I think about that. But guys, thank you so much for watching the show today. I appreciate it. Thank you for sticking with me through the technical difficulties. We will be more prepared on Friday. Don't forget to come in and subscribe to the channel. And, you know, we got you. But thank you for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe. Follow Fourth and Flex, be your ride or die. This your boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there. Perfect. Fourth and Flex Podcast, forthandflex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.